the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
As I said earlier, we've been thinking at Holiday Club this week about how Jesus is the restorer. That is our big idea. Within that, these are the things that we thought about. Jesus is the rock we can turn to in times of trouble. We thought about how Jesus can fix broken things on the outside, how he heals people, but also on the inside with our hearts, and how Jesus can make people whole again, like he did with Peter. He forgave him and gave him new life and purpose. So this morning, I wonder what you think about these statements. Do you believe them? Do you believe them wholeheartedly? Do you believe them in theory, but you find it hard to know them in your heart sometimes? Maybe you're not sure. And maybe today, this is the first time you've heard those things about Jesus. Peter felt all of those things. The gospel stories about Peter show that he was skeptical, he was confused, he was frustrated, amazed, excited, overwhelmed, and encouraged by Jesus. Sometimes all in the space of one event or one day. But after Peter's encounter with Jesus on the beach after his resurrection, when he forgave him and gave him new purpose, we see how Peter's life shifts up a gear in the book of Acts. Jesus has this massive impact and rockets Peter into new things. So far, whatever highs and lows Peter's had on his journey of life and faith, including his doubts about whether Jesus was God's promised rescuer, Jesus restores him time and time again and gives him confidence, hope, and purpose. We've got a story from the book of Acts that we're going to follow along with a video. If you'd like to follow it along in the Bibles in front of you, it's from Acts chapter 3 and chapter 4. This happens kind of following on straight on from the Gospels, what happens in John 21 on the beach, as we go into the book of Acts just after Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit has come and empowered the disciples to go out and share the good news of Jesus. This story is all about what Peter goes on to do in Jesus' name. So you can follow along in a Bible, or you can watch and listen on the screen.
One afternoon, Peter and John went to the temple to pray. They were just about to enter the gate called Beautiful when they heard, "Money! Money for the lame!" It was a man, lame from his birth. Unable to walk or work, he lay by the gate asking for help.
"Money! Money for the lame!"
Peter stopped and said, "Look at us!" Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And the man began walking and leaping and praising God.
"Praise God!"
Everyone who saw him knew he was the lame man who sat and asked for alms at the gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement. When Peter saw them, he said, "Men of Israel, why are you looking at us as though we did this by our own power or holiness? The God of Abraham, of Isaac and Jacob has glorified his son Jesus by raising him from the dead after you killed him. And it is through faith in the name of Jesus that this man is made strong. Repent, therefore, and turn back to God, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord." As they spoke to the people, the priests and the Sadducees heard them. They came near, troubled that Peter and John taught the people that there was life after death through Jesus. As it was now evening, they arrested them and put them into prison for the night. Nevertheless, about 5,000 men who heard Peter's words believed. The next day in the morning, Peter and John were questioned by the high priest and his family, as well as the scribes, elders, and rulers.
"By what power or by what name have you done this miracle?" they asked.
Well, Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, answered, If you're asking how the lame man is now whole, may you and all of Israel know that it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom God has raised from the dead, that this man is now whole. There is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. The leaders marveled at the boldness of Peter and John, and they realized they had been with Jesus. They sent them out of the council, and they talked among themselves.
What shall we do?
One asked.
Everyone knows they've done an amazing miracle. We can't deny it.
Let's threaten them so that they don't talk about Jesus anymore. And they all agreed. When Peter and John heard that they weren't to talk about Jesus anymore, they answered,
We can't do anything but speak of the things that we have seen and heard.
They threatened them some more, and then they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the crowd of people. Everyone glorified God for the miracle.
Praise God! Hallelujah!
So Peter has experienced Jesus' restoration and hope in his own life. So that is what he offers to others. That's the best thing he can offer to others. To a man who has nothing, to a man who has nothing, the hope of Jesus is the best thing that he can offer. The message of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection as the fulfillment of God's promises for the rescuer to come and save the world from sin and death. If we've experienced Jesus changing our life for the better, I wonder if we remember, if we really believe that that is the best thing that we can offer to anyone else. Is it the first thing that we offer to a hurting and broken world? Or is it way down the list? For those people who encountered Peter and John in this story in Acts 3 and 4, we see a few different reactions. We're just going to have a little think about those three different things that happen. I wonder this morning which one of these is most like you today. So number one, people are restored. Firstly, we see the lame man himself is healed. In chapter 3, verse 8, he can walk again. The Message translation says, This man is made healthy and whole. I really love that description. Jesus' power through Peter and John give this man a fresh start and a new life. That's restoration. They then declare that other people can know Jesus' restoring power too. Verse 19 in the ICB version of the Bible, which is on your tables as well, it says that this is what Peter says. So you must change your hearts and lives. Come back to God and he will forgive your sins. Then the Lord will give you times of spiritual rest. He will give you Jesus, the one he chose to be the Christ. And we read later in chapter 4 that many people believed. What is it they believe? Verse 12, they believed in the salvation that Jesus offers. That is, being saved from the power of sin and spiritual death through belief in Jesus' death and resurrection, the forgiveness and new life that he makes possible because of it. That's what Peter declares at the end of chapter 3. They are restored and blessed by God, verse 26, as they believe. That's pretty cool. People are restored. The second thing is, people ask questions. It says the people couldn't understand how this happened. They asked questions, chapter 4, verse 7. Actually, before this, I think they were kind of scared because they hadn't seen this power before. It was beyond their understanding. So they put them in jail because they didn't know what to do with them. But then people started asking questions. Who gave them this authority and power? They were confused. It's good when we're unsure, when we're confused, when we don't understand things, to ask questions. Because this leads to an opportunity for explanation, to gain understanding. And that's what Peter does. He explains to them, chapter 4, verse 10, he declares, We want all of you and all the Jewish people to know that this man, was made well by the power of Jesus Christ from Nazareth. You nailed him to a cross, but God raised him from death. This man was crippled, but now he is well and able to stand here because of the power of Jesus. And we see that the people respond to all of this, the questioners and the believers. Their response is to be amazed, to go, wow, God. Even those people who didn't believe, they couldn't help but be amazed at something that they hadn't seen before, they couldn't understand. This sign of God's true restoration power at work. And so the final thing we see is that people praise God. Verse 21, all the people were praising God for what he had done. The man who was healed praised God. He leapt up and down like we saw in the video. Peter and John praised God because they'd not only experienced Jesus' restoration in their own lives, but they'd witnessed God at work through them in the lives of the people around them, and those people were changed too. I wonder if you've seen the difference in people around you who've been restored by Jesus. When they see and experience God's restoration at work through belief in Jesus and his power, their natural response is praise. And then they go out and share it. Part of their praise is shouting about the good things that God has done so that other people can hear it. They can't keep it for themselves. Verse 33, they're filled with power to declare this good news, and God blesses them as they go out and sing his praises and share it with the world. So what about us today? For us, God's promise isn't always physical restoration right now in this life, although sometimes it does include that, like it was for the lame man that day. But it is the promise of spiritual restoration now and forever. It's the hope of physical restoration one day at the restoration of all things in glory. And it's the access to God's restorative power for our hearts and our minds right now through his Holy Spirit. We can have that each and every day, like Peter and John did, through faith in Jesus. It transformed Peter's life. Even Peter, on his best day as a fisherman before Jesus, wasn't as amazing as Peter after he knew Jesus and went out with Jesus' power living in him, living that light and hope of restoration glory. You might not feel like you're broken on the inside or outside, that you need fixing. But the Bible says that when we know Jesus, we are a new creation. The old is gone and the new is here. Jesus is the rock we can turn to and rely on when things are shaky. He is the one who can fix things that are broken. And that includes us in our hearts and our souls, as well as our bodies. Jesus can make us whole again, make us a new creation full of life and hope. That's the life that God made us to have through his death and resurrection, through his forgiveness for our sins and his love. That's what we can have too, just like Peter.